This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. For many, December includes an outing to the Nutcracker Ballet. And for dance schools up and down the Central Coast, the ticket sales make up a large part of the yearly operating budget. But with theaters closed, performances of the holiday classic will be posted online for home viewing. For the KCBX Arts Beat, Beth Thornton has more.
The Nutcracker Ballet, set to the music of Tchaikovsky, is a holiday production that delights audiences everywhere.
The Nutcracker was first performed at the Mariinsky Theater in Russia in 1892. It's become incredibly popular and is performed by ballet companies all over the world.
Cecily Stewart McDougall is director of education for the State Street Ballet. She says the Santa Barbara Dance Company has performed the Nutcracker every year since 1994, with only two interruptions, a canceled date during the Thomas Fire and now the pandemic. In most years, the holiday production is an opportunity for students of ballet to share the stage with seasoned professionals.
Usually there's at least 200 that perform alongside the professional company.
McDougall says the show appeals to audiences of all ages.
A lot of beautiful dancing and scenery, and then there's the live orchestra, and I would say State Street Ballet has comedic parts as well.
Brian Asher Alhadef is the artistic director of Opera San Luis Obispo. Since 2012, he has conducted live orchestra for multiple performances of The Nutcracker.
This year, we were scheduled to do five performances with Civic Ballet San Luis Obispo and three performances with State Street Ballet.
The holiday performances, he says, typically reach about 10,000 patrons on the Central Coast. You can hear recordings from Opera Slow in the full-length 2019 version of The Nutcracker, posted online by State Street Ballet, and also with Civic Ballet, though they have reimagined their usual two-hour production into a 35-minute film.
Basic story points put in place, as well as the music, as well as castability. Those were kind of the most important parts.
Drew Silvaggio is the artistic director and choreographer for Civic Ballet Slow. The new film, shot safely with no more than four dancers per scene, is opening to a sold-out audience at the Sunset Drive-In on Sunday. It will be available free online starting December 21st.
We can take a situation like this and kind of turn it into something. You know, it's not the same as going to the theater, but it's still equally as awesome.
Since school-age children cannot experience the Nutcracker live this year, State Street Ballet and Opera Slow have created an educational program for youth. Alhadef says the Nutcracker is often the first introduction for children to classical music and dance.
This is one of those pieces that just brings everybody together at the right time with the right story and just some of the most glorious music ever written.
Reporting for KCBX Arts Beat, I'm Beth Thornton.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.